8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello everybody, this is an unusual voice for you, but this is Chris, the podcast guy. Just letting you know that the reason Jen's not doing this is because if you listen to her now already.
Hey guys, I've got a bit of a stuffy nose after the cruise, so I thought it would be better if Chris did the intro.
Yes, because he's British and he's very professional and he can overcome the snivels. So just letting you know that these podcasts you listen to, they were all recorded on the, what was the conference called, Jen?
The Convergence.
Convergence Conference, the British Isles Cruise with Kat. Brilliance of the Seas, and we have different nations represented. The one you just heard was Jane Schroeder, and that was in Scotland. And this next one today is going to be Anka and Herman, and they're from Holland, Amsterdam. And they're very nice hosts. I did stay with them one night. So just letting you know, there's going to be a couple more after this that are from Australia. And we have one more, which will be from Trinidad. So enjoy.
Hey guys, this is Jen. We are right now
on the Brilliance of the Seas. Yes. And where are we?
Where are we, Mr. Podcast Producer?
Off the coast of Scotland.
Just past Iona.
Yes, the Isle of Iona we just passed. So we decided to do a podcast while we were on the cruise. You guys all knew we were going on a cruise, and we have some lovely people.
Special guest with us tonight.
From, and where are you guys from?
Where are you from?
Holland.
Holland. Awesome.
Yay.
Part of my heritage. I'm excited.
Mine too. Yes.
So what are we going to talk about?
Do you have any questions?
Questions?
We told you have questions for us.
Any testimonies?
Yes. Because 2 years ago, my wife followed the broadcasting of you.
Awesome.
And also the one year ago, she heard about the cruise of the Brilliance of the Sea.
Okay.
And then she said, let's go, let's join. I said, Mom, I didn't like to go at once. So I went upstairs and brushed my teeth, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you can join with your wife to join the cruise. I said, okay. So I went down. I said, we are going to the cruise.
Yay! She said, yay!
It was really nice. And when we came to the Q&O hotel in Amsterdam, where we started, I went to the bathroom again. So there's something about bathrooms.
Yes, it's quiet.
You're not thinking about much. You're quiet.
Nope. That's
then
it.
The Holy Ghost again spoke to me, and he said, you are very privileged to join the cruise. So I thought, yes. So I'm very expecting.
Good.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yes.
Very much. It was also... for us the first time with a cruise, mm-hmm. So all things were new, but I don't like cruises, but I wanted to go with a heavenly cruise.
Yes.
I like it very much.
Yes.
And I want to learn the things Kat says, what God has to say, what we are in Christ.
That's yes. right. And it's always better in person.
Yeah.
It really is.
Right. Yes.
You have to
see
each other.
You can watch something or listen to something, but when you're there in person, something happens to you.
Yeah. That's right.
It's just really awesome. And God did tell me one of the reasons for doing the cruise is he calls it a sea base. He was giving me a sea base that I would have, and wherever we traveled, we would meet people we would never meet any other way.
That's right.
So you are two of those people right there from different countries. We'd probably have no other way to meet you. Or impart into you, so that's one of the reasons why we have them.
Yeah. We are the only two from Holland. I was so surprised because the ship goes out of Holland,
mm-hmm.
and there was no more people from Holland.
But
just you,
yes, just us. But we are here, and we are very excited.
Awesome.
But we are very desperate to. You told this evening that you want to have more.
Yes.
And I once met Claudio Fritzson, some of the revival preachers from Australia, from Argentina, I think.
Wow.
And he was in Holland, and he was just a little guy. So I thought, could there ever come something good about that?
Yes.
A bit. But he stepped into the room and he told about God, and the whole area filled with the anointing of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, wow, so this is possible. And one thing he told me, he said, you can always ask for more.
Yes,
that's right.
That's in my heart. The reason why I'm here is that I very much want to know what the relationship of Kat with the Lord. So I want to meet her as in the spirit. So I want to learn from you, because I want to have more, not for myself, but to overflow for the people who are surrounding me.
Yes,
and also meet other people. We meet so much people, other people. We speak and
good.
We pray, and oh, you're so next to each other.
That's right.
So close.
It draws you closer.
You are in the Lord.
Yes. So there's many good reasons why he wants the cruises to happen. It probably would not have been my own choice to do this. But of course, my husband loves to be out on the ocean, any body of water, any place where there could possibly be fish. He wants to be there. So for him, this is something wonderful to him. And in the beginning, I was left mainly in my room, because we would sometimes have like 400, 300 people with us, and they would follow me.
Yes.
All over the ship, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't have a moment of anything. So we started the meet and greet at our first meeting. So I got to hear everyone say their name, where they were from. It gives a connection to you.
Yes.
And shake hands, take pictures. It's not about necessarily having a sharing of heaven. It's about being like heaven so that we can know each other and be a part of each other. And it makes everything different.
Yeah.
So God's always changing and adding to these meetings that he wants us to have a relationship with each other, no matter where we are in the world, because we are the body of Christ. So, and powerful things always happen on the cruises. And we're not just touching each other's lives or just having imparted, but we're ruling and taking authority over every single land, over the darkness in every single land, and it does make a major difference. So I hope you're looking forward to doing that.
Yes. At our church, we are in the deliverance, so we know about demons and working and getting authority.
Yes.
So, but when you are speaking, it's just another different level.
Yes.
And then I said, yes, that's something I want to learn as well.
How does that work, Kat? How does that different level of that work? Because it sounds like that might be something that in their churches they want to know, what is the distinguishing factor between when you talk with the hosts and everything versus traditional ideas of deliverance? That might be something that they find interesting. Maybe your friends, like, what is the difference?
In Holland, they are a bit afraid to take authority and stand in authority.
Mm. Yes.
So they ask, Lord, please, will you do that and that and that? And when we are busy with deliverance, we learn that we have to do things ourselves.
That's right.
But not at the way Kat is doing that.
Okay.
So when we stand in the meeting and we prayed over Glasgow, I felt the anointing and the authority.
Yes.
That's the things I'm trying to learn to do myself.
Yes.
The funny thing about that, in a strange way, is that we were planning this big thing with Iona, because Iona is the birthplace of Christianity for the whole of the UK. So we were told that at 2 a.m. tonight we were going to be sailing by there, but it actually looks like we were sailing by there when we did that, because we found out that we'd just gone by it just after that. So in a weird way, we were doing something a little bit more than probably people realized at the time, because Iona would have been within that whole circumference of that, because like the angle
of the release.
Yeah, this angle would have been, would have gone to those very parts.
Yes, it would have.
Which is kind of amazing. We did it then. because that meeting wasn't even scheduled. So it just shows you that heaven's syncing up.
That was not a scheduled meeting. The one we had tonight was not scheduled. No. It was not on any piece of paper anywhere. But God knew that it was scheduled.
It was orchestrated between lunch and dinner.
So everybody actually got to impart.
Was there. That wasn't organized because he could have been on a different bus.
That's right.
So that's pretty awesome, actually.
Yes. And he did blow it, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
did. Yeah.
It seals things. It calls people to things, but it also seals things also.
Okay.
So it does many different things. So as we were imparting, yes, Iona, if we were facing the right way, Iona would have probably been this way, Glasgow this way. So that's why we went like this, because everything between here and the spirit, between this end and this end, would have been bombarded by the host of heaven.
Yeah.
And so it, but still, even though we can still do what we were going to do before, there's no distance in the spirit realm. And no matter where we were around this area, as long as we were in the area, the angels on that island would have heard us, the ones who've been there for centuries, you know, being faithful and committed. And that's what we were doing. We're going to blow the shofar and say something to them.
Yeah.
And it we can still do that. So it wouldn't matter. If it was when we were doing it, practicing last night at 2 a.m., we were all up doing that. And but this ship moved very quickly. That's why all the pumping and moving, it was going pretty fast. And so when they go fast like that, you just get there faster to your destination. I think they weren't expecting you to be there till in the morning, and you can already see the coastline.
Yeah.
So I figured, something has happened. My husband told me after that, we just passed Iona. I went, that's okay, the angels are already celebrating now. So it's funny because I think we do have our plans, and those are good plans, but I think God's plans are better. And he knew if I set this meeting this night at this time, as they pass by, they're going to be, those angels will be showered. For them, the anointing is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a part of God being released onto them. So that happened to them as well as being sent to Glasgow. And that same anointing is dangerous to the enemy. It brings great pain to the enemy. But for the host of heaven or the angels, it is like a huge blessing to them. At the same time, we were being a blessing and we were being dangerous. So we actually did something unplanned. You know, we plan to send the host into, but we have also blessed the angels that were present. So we accomplished two different things at the same time. I don't think that's possible in many different places, because I know, let's just say in the midst of a real, like a war in the natural, whoever was in the line of that fire, of whatever was being sent, like as an attack, which we were doing, then whatever was out there would have been dealt with or felt. But it would be really hard to bless someone who's in the same line of fire.
Mm.
And that was the line of fire when we released that. But that same thing that was painful to hell was a blessing to the angels of heaven.
Great.
So you've already been a part of something.
Yeah.
Great.
So you've been trained. Which I don't know if we want to talk about this. I don't know, Kat, if you want to mention it. But Holland... So there's a lot, like the land of Holland, it's got a kind of reputation for being very liberal in lots of different things.
That's right.
But I get the distinct feeling from the few people that I met there that when they get a hold of God, when they have the fire lit inside of them, they're going to be some of the most dangerous people. I've just got a feeling because they're so open and so warm naturally, even in a weird way now, but it's like, do you see anything going on there, Kat? Like when you were in Amsterdam, is there something you can reference, or am I just...
Well, I know it's the land of our ancestors.
It cannot escape being changed and shifted because we were there.
That
is the land of my ancestors.
Mm.
On my father's side, he's German, Dutch, Jew, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me a few nights before when we first started on the whole cruise thing. He said, you do know you'll be standing literally on the ground that your ancestors came from, and the very ones that hid the Jews in their windmills.
Yes.
And then they intermarried. That's how you got the Jew in you. He said, you have the right to speak to the land, the sea, and the air over that whole land for there to be a major shift to God, because he wants to create a region of light there. So that is the future of what Holland has been called to. They were rescuers. They were rescuers. They rescued many Jews back in that day when they would have died. Their lives would not have been spared. But because their lives were spared, then it cannot escape being blessed. Mm. So that is what God's word is for that land. And because of my own ancestors that did something, literally their self, that they did something to rescue God's chosen people, there's no way it's going to escape being everything God wants it to be. Yeah. It's going to be an extremely blessed land. People will come there to find God, not liberality, not liberal for the enemy's sake, but liberality for knowing God.
I feel it also in my own country. We had in our church many things happen. A lot of Holy Ghost and power, and our children also see that, so they also go with the Lord. And my eldest son, just a week ago, he came from Iraq because he's a filmer, and he has a company that does the things of God. Yes. They film for God, and they go to different countries and they film, and so the people had going to see what God is doing, and so many things God does in our country. And when I go out of the street, then I speak to people also about Jesus, but all the people are
wounded,
and they are anger, and so. But young people, they wanted to hear, and her heart open, very open.
That's good.
That's really good.
And now you guys are getting, you know, you're getting ammunition to take back. You're getting trained, and what you learn on the cruise, you can take back and impart.
Yes.
Yeah. We already do, because I I learned from Kat already.
Yeah.
So I told also in our church, I give the book to the pastor, and so I listened to God, and I said, God, I do it, and then I let it go. It's your case.
Yes, it is.
So I do the things, and I talk, and when some people say, oh no, I let it go, but I do it also.
Yes. That's good. Yeah, we should not ever let anything stop us from the race God has given us to run.
Yeah,
we should not let that interfere with what God is doing, because the enemy would like to try to convince you it doesn't matter, it's not doing any good. That's his lies. I tell people he always reveals himself, exposes himself when he tries to talk people out of something. That is his plan. Is for it not to happen. All he's saying is he's terrified of it, so he's trying to talk you out of it. And I always tell him, you cannot lie to me. You have just exposed yourself to me, so I know this is the best plan right here, is what God wants. You're being left out of it.
Yes. Yeah.
I once had a picture about Holland as a gateway for Europe.
In the spirit.
It was the glory of God was... trying to enter the Rhine, the River Rhine.
Yes.
But it was stuck by unbelief. That was something, what's...
Stuwdam?
Stuwdam, it's a Dutch word, but it couldn't enter it. And so people went on the Rhine to speak about believing. So the glory of God could spiritually go up the Rhine. So the other way. Normally the river goes to the sea, but now the glory of God, the North Sea,
is going to come in and
come
go
in and go to Germany and go to the other countries.
That's wonderful.
That was something I'm expected about.
That sounds like God's plan to me.
Yeah.
The unexpected.
Yeah. The other thing goes not to the sea, but it's to go to the land.
I know, it's going the opposite way anybody would expect it to. But that's how God does things.
Yes.
He does the unexpected all the time. So it'd be wonderful to hear testimonies of things that begin to happen.
You guys will have to keep us informed. Email us, let us know what's going on. So
Okay.
And but I knew something would happen. I knew somewhere in there would have to be a connection or a contact for us, because we don't live there.
No.
You know, somebody that we know will see and know what's going on, or something that's needed, or maybe something to declare over or something. But that's the best part, is meeting somebody who's from there.
That's right. See each other in the face.
That's right. It's important to see. I like to look into the eyes of people. Yeah. And many times I see Jesus there, or I see the hope of God in your eyes.
Yes.
And that's very powerful, because he loves everyone, but some he can trust. And now, some he may trust later, but those that he trusts now, those are the ones he wants to use right now.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'm looking forward.
Well, yes. Me too, me too.
But sometimes there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. The spirit is sometimes ahead.
Yes.
The soul saying, no, so I have to go with it.
Yes, it has to go. It doesn't get a choice.
Well, I don't know if this is on the cards or not, but I kind of saw in my spirit you can't doing something, and if this isn't right, then you have to let me know. But you know, when you release the lightning power of God into people, it seems like these two people are really great candidates for that. And I don't know if we're going to do that on the boat anyway, or you're going to do that.
I'm sure we will.
Okay, so that will be later then. I thought that would be good to do live on air. Then maybe someone on the airwaves, you know, because you guys listen to the podcast, right?
Yes, I have listened every podcast,
which is really encouraging, because you know, it's been going for a while. And sometimes it feels like it's tough, like tonight, just to get it done. It just, like, there's always something, you know, that's kind of keeping it. So maybe, is there anything we can declare or release into the atmosphere for all these people that are going to be listening to this on the airwaves? Because this is kind of like an international flavor, you know. I don't know. Maybe what can we do?
I'm sure there's something that we can impart to the people listening. Why shouldn't we?
We've even got a little group audience. Maybe they could be involved in this part. You guys want to come over and release a little bit of something? Is that
we're okay? All going to hold our hands out and declare something to go over the. I always like to say the airwaves, but the. Certainly the frequency of God,
yes.
And I'm sure that we're going to first release the anointing into everyone, because the anointing breaks the yoke off of everyone, even those listening that don't realize that they have some kind of yoke on them. You know, sometimes the enemy can be very deceiving, or I even say sometimes sneaky the way he does stuff, but you can't hide from God. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to say this, and we will be saying this over everyone who listens, so get ready to receive, and you can grow also. So we're all going to release the anointing that we carry. It breaks the yoke of darkness. So anything you have in you think you need broken off, it could be anything. It could be fear. It could be confusion. It could be sickness. It can be lack. Whatever it is, you need to receive this anointing for that. So we're all going to share it together. We're going to say, Father,
Father,
we choose
to impart
and release
the anointing
into all the listeners. I choose to release. Go.
I choose to release. Go.
Woo! I can feel the anointing pouring out of everybody right here in this group. Now, this is very powerful. If you're listening, you need to hold your hands out and say, I receive it in Jesus' name. And now I want you to hold your hands up like this. We're going to impart the lightning power of God. Is anyone here not received the lightning power of God? Let me see. Anybody here? Have you all received the lightning power of God, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do this. This is how you do it. You take your hands like you're going to chop something. And we're going to say, I impart the lightning power of God. Now, this is an impartation. This is different than loosing or releasing the anointing. This, the lightning power of God, will break and destroy any parts of darkness in you, no matter what that is also. So this is something different. If you say you receive the lightning power of God, then you also may impart this. John G. Lake operated in the lightning power of God, and it would destroy anything over anybody that was darkness. So we're going to do this together. Say, I choose
to impart
the lightning power of God.
Woo!
Go! Destroy the works of darkness.
Yes.
There you go. Now you got that looks like lightning bolts. Now the anointing looks like blue fire coming out of the palms of our hands when we release the anointing. blue fire went into this podcast, and it will be in every single podcast. When people listen to it, it will never wear off. The effects will never wear off. The lightning power of God is the same thing. I see lightning bolts coming out of your hands when you make that forward motion, like you're chopping something with both of your hands. Lightning shoots out of your hands into the podcast, and it travels through the frequency. When people are listening, that lightning power of God will strike them right in the very center of their being. So we have just now did an impartation of the lightning power of God, which the Father's, one of the Father's weapons. Where is it in the Bible? He sent Satan out of heaven. Lucifer was kicked out of heaven with the lightning power of God. That shows you right there. It unseats and removes the darkness. So that's what that does. The anointing is the same anointing that Christ operated in when that woman touched the hem of his garment and he felt that power leave him. That was the anointing. And she got healed because that's where her faith was. So we release both of these into this podcast. So everyone better be blessed and whole and empowered by this short little thing that we just did, this podcast. They can be dangerous to the enemy, but a blessing to those who love Jesus Christ. So thank you for being a part. I've enjoyed this very much. And we pray everyone has a great cruise, filled with God, and dangerous when you go home. And everybody said,
Amen.
Woohoo!